lives of the prophets in this land. Wives of the prophets in this land. Wives of the prophets in this land. Wives of the prophets in this land.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madrin Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program that goes by the name of Wives of the Prophets. As it's obvious from its title, from the name of the program, that we discuss about the wives of the prophets in this program of ours. And today, we will be talking about the wife of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, whose name is Sayyidatuna Hawa radiyallahu anha. But before we talk about Sayyidatuna Hawa radiyallahu anha, let's first of all listen to an account regarding the importance of sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, sending peace and salutations upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The famous Tabi'i saint, Sayyiduna Wahb bin Munabbih rahmatullahi alayhi, he has mentioned this account, he has mentioned this narration, that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, then the soul was blown into his body. And after Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam opened his eyes, he saw the first kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, written at the door of paradise. And Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, he asked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O my Lord, is there anyone who's more esteemed than me in your court? Who's more honored than me in your court? To which Allah Almighty replied that, yes, O Adam, one prophet will emerge amongst your progeny, amongst your offspring, for whose sake I have created paradise and hell. Then Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha was created. And when Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha was created, then a desire rose in the heart of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam to marry her. So Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah Almighty, perform my nikah with her. To which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied that, first pay her mahar, pay her bridal gift. To which Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, he asked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O my Lord, what is the mahar, what is the bridal gift that I need to pay her? To which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied that, send salutations, send salat upon the one with that name, meaning the one with that name whose name Adam alayhi salam saw at the door of paradise, meaning the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, he sent salutations, salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 times. And then his marriage was performed with Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha. So performing salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was the mahar, was the bridal gift of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam for his marriage to take place with Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha. And it also shows us that how important it is for us to recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam at that time was commanded to send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So we should also ensure that we send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as we can to attain the barakah, the blessings of this world and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha, the wife of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, is our topic of discussion today. So we know that the wife of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam was called Hawa. This was her name. And what was the reason for this name? There are a few opinions in this regard. And one of them is that Hawa, this name, this word has been derived from the word Hay, which means alive. And since Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha was created from the bone of the rib of the alive man. Hence, with this relevance, Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha was given this name, Hawa. This is one opinion. And there's another narration where Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma has stated that her name was kept as Hawa because she is the mother of every hay, meaning every alive person who's on this earth, she rahmatullahi alayha is the mother. So with this relevance again, her name was kept as Hawa. And her kunya is Ummul Bashar, meaning the mother of the humans, the mother of the mankind. Why? Because she is the mother of all the humans. It is from her that the human race started. So again, with this relevance, her name was kept as Hawa. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's try to hear about how Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha was created. In this regard, it is stated that when all the angels were commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prostrate, to perform sajda to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, then Satan the accursed, he is the one who became arrogant and he denied performing prostration to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and hence he became accursed, eternally accursed. Now after this, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he was commanded to enter paradise, and up until now, Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullah alayha was not created. So Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he did not feel any affection or any peacefulness inside him, because up until now there was not any other creation like human through which Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam could attain peace or which he could have affection towards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam sleep. And during this time, when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was asleep, then Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha was created from the small rib of the left-hand side of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. So this is how the creation of Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha came into existence. After Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam woke up, he saw Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha by him, and this was first time ever that Adam alayhi salam had seen someone like this. Until now, there was no other human being that had been created, for this was something very new for Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. So he asked Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha that, "Who are you?" To which she replied that, "I am a woman." And this was, again, as I mentioned earlier, first time ever that Adam alayhi salam had seen a woman, because Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha was the first woman ever created. And as mentioned in the narration earlier, she was created from the left side rib of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam whilst he was asleep. Now, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha, they resided in paradise. And in the beginning of today's episode, we covered the narration that how they both got married, the mahar, the bridal gift that Adam alayhi salam had to pay to Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullah alayha, or for Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullah alayha, was to send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam 10 times. And now they resided together in paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Sayyidatuna Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha to reside wherever they wanted in paradise. They could do whatever they want, they could eat whatever they want, they could go wherever they wanted to. But since Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the place of his vicegerency was earth, and he was to come down to earth where the offspring of Adam alayhi salam would be stipulated with certain restrictions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there were going to be many other things that the offspring of Adam alayhi salam would perform on the earth, for example, quarrel and fight with one another, which is prohibited in paradise, and many other restrictions were going to be stipulated upon the offspring of Adam alayhi salam in this dunya, in this world. Hence, there was one restriction applied upon Adam alayhi salam and Hawa rahmatullah alayha in paradise as well. And what was that restriction? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them not to go near one tree or to eat its fruit. So this was the restriction that was applied to them in paradise. And what was the tree near which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refrained them to go and to eat fruit of it? It is stated that it was a kind of a fruit tree. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullah alayha were commanded not to go near it or eat from that tree. And this has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran in verse number 35 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states,
وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And we said, O Adam, you and your wife, dwell in this paradise and eat therefrom freely wherever you desire. But do not approach this particular tree, that you will become amongst those who cross the limit. So this is what was commanded to them. And this is how it has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. So this restriction was applied upon Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha. However, one point to be noted over here is that this was the same paradise which has been promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the righteous and pious people. And it is also known that there is everlastness in paradise. The paradise is forever. The blessings of paradise are forever. There is everlastness in paradise, whether it is its blessings or whether it is a matter of staying in there. Once anyone who enters paradise, he will never face death and he will never be commanded to go out of paradise. However, it will only be when paradise will be given as a reward to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once paradise is granted as a reward to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this element of everlastness would come into play. Then this would be applied, whether it is the blessings of paradise or whether it is the stay in paradise. Then the element of everlastness will come into play. And now, when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha, they were in paradise, this was not as a reward for them. We need to understand this over here. At this moment of time, paradise was not granted to them as a reward to them. But in fact, they were meant to come to earth. They were to be sent down to earth. And this was the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed for them. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was to come to the earth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed his angels about even before the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And this has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran. This has been mentioned in verse number 30 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa.
Translation from Kanzul Iman, I am about to appoint my vicegerent on the earth. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Malaika before the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So this was already predestined to be like this. So as Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was to come to the earth for a specific duration of time and perform his assigned task by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept him in paradise for a certain period of time and then sent him to earth. So we need to understand over here that the element of everlastness does not get negated by this incident of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, because the element of everlastness would come into play when paradise would be granted as a reward. And this was not the case over here. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, after staying in paradise for a certain amount of time, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he ate from the tree which was prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do, then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was sent on the earth. And Another very fascinating fact over here is, which Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah has mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admitted Adam alayhi salam in paradise during the last moments of Friday. And towards the end of those last moments, so Allah Almighty admitted Adam alayhi salam in paradise during the last moments of Friday. And during the last moments of those moments was when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Adam alayhi salam to earth. And when we do these calculations, may Allah Almighty shower His choicest of blessings upon the ulama of this ummah who made things very, very easy for us. They have also calculated the duration for which Adam alayhi salam stayed in the paradise before he was sent on the earth. So in this regard, Allama Abu Ja'far Muhammad bin Jarir Tabari rahimahullah, he explains this saying of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhumah, and he states that this moment that we were talking about, when Adam alayhi salam was admitted into paradise and then when he was sent to earth, this was in relation to the days of the afterlife, to the days of the hereafter, where one day is equal to 1,000 days of this world. So from this perspective, from these calculations, he states that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam stayed in paradise before he was sent down to earth, stayed in paradise for 43 years and 4 months of this world, of this dunya. So this is these are the calculations which ulama alhamdulillah have made, and we learn that Adam alayhi salam stayed in paradise for 43 years and 4 months of this dunya. These 43 years and 4 months are of this dunya before he was sent down to this earth. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, how Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullah alayha came down to this earth, inshaAllah azawajal, we will cover this briefly. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hawa rahmatullahi alayha, they stayed in paradise and dwelled wherever they wanted to. They resided wherever they wanted to. And what was the apparent means of them coming to this earth was that Satan the accursed, he did not prostrate to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, so he became accursed, eternally accursed and doomed. Now, he was severely jealous of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha. And he kept looking for an opportunity to cause harm to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Hawa rahmatullahi alayha. So once he found an opportunity and he infused a thought, a whisper in the heart of Adam alayhi salam and in the heart of Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, that they should eat from the tree from which Allah Almighty had forbidden them. So this thought he infused inside the heart of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa rahmatullahi alayha. And this as well has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, that how Satan the accursed, he infused these thoughts inside Adam alayhi salam and Hawa rahmatullahi alayha. It is mentioned in verse number 120 of Surah Taha.
قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ لَا يَبْلَى.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. So the devil whispered to him, saying, O Adam, shall I inform you of the tree of immorality and a kingdom that does not get worn out? So this is how Satan the accursed infused those thoughts to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. Meaning that, should I not tell you about such a tree that by eating from it one attains an everlasting life? And should I not tell you about such a kingdom which would never perish or face any kind of downfall? So this is how Satan the accursed infused those thoughts in the heart of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha. So up until now, we've covered many facts regarding Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Hawa rahmatullahi alayha. And we're talking about how were they sent down on earth and how Satan the accursed infused those thoughts into their minds through which they ate from the tree from which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbidden them. So in our next episode, inshaAllah, we will continue from here, where we will talk about further on this topic, that what further happened, and after eating that fruit, and what exactly made them eat that fruit, and then what happened thereafter, inshallah, we'll cover in our next episode. Stay tuned into Madani channel and make sure to join us again in our next episode. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam.